Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As we kick off the third hour of the program here tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Aria. Whether you want to comment on the world of cryptocurrency, which we spent the first hour plus of the show, or social media continuing to drive a wedge even deeper between the various different sides out there, some people are saying they want to regulate social media. They want the government to take over the industry and set some rules, because that always works really well when governments take over industries and control things even greater.
Do you remember shortly after the election, the first Trump election, there was this site that came forward that listed a bunch of propaganda sites that provided false information or allegedly false information.
It never
got a lot of steam, but it certainly existed.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it just sort of laid the groundwork for Facebook and Twitter and YouTube to have this apparatus in place where they could just censor whatever content they didn't like, as we're experiencing right now on YouTube.
Because it was on that blacklist, they would just say, okay, you can't post that? So they were relying on that?
It was a list of news organizations like Breitbart and some others, and, some fringier ones like
Newsmax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just ones that you would have to hard write.
Yeah.
Propaganda, basically. And it was just this website that listed them as, like, these are not trustworthy. And it was never really clear who exactly was behind it, other than it was someone on the left who was upset at the right.
I remember that there was at one point, maybe it was related to this, like Facebook was working with other social media sites to have like a co-owned blacklist, essentially, of sites or people or something like that, opinions or whatever, like that there was some sort of working together that they were doing. So they had like a tool that they could use and add things to and like sort of co-blacklist things. Do you remember?
I don't remember that. But I'm not surprised to hear of such a thing. I mean, the censorship on these platforms is strong. Making it stronger isn't going to help the situation here, and it's certainly not going to fix the polarization.
Oh, come on. As soon as people get censored, I'm sure that their opinions will become less extreme, and they won't feel that they're targeted in any way.
Well, let's see about what people think about old Fauci. He's got some more opinions, and he is certainly not being censored. The latest video here, according to Disclose.tv, he's calling for unvaccinated Americans to be banned from air travel, as our co-host Bonnie is currently in the air travel system right now. She missed a flight tonight and won't be able to come back to New Hampshire, unfortunately, till tomorrow.
I have a flight next week. What are the rules on that?
Well, they're not changing them yet, but so you'll probably be able to make it out in time next week because it's government, so it
will I be able to make it back
too fast? That's that is a good question. Let's go on here with what he had to say.
If we get the overwhelming proportion of the population vaccinated, we will get the herd immunity. If we do it in the next 6 months, it will happen in the next 6 months. If we do it in the next 2 months, it'll happen in the next 2 months. I would support that. If you want to get on a
okay, so I. The little ding is a question that flashes up on the screen. Would you support vaccine mandates for airline travel? He says, I would support that.
Plane and travel with other people that you should be vaccinated. When you
so he says yes. He wants vaccine mandates for people who are flying. The next question, what about in public schools?
Say, should you mandate vaccination for children to be able to attend school? Some people say, oh, my goodness. That would be terrible to do that. But we already do that and have been doing that for decades and decades. I don't know what school you went to, but the school that I went to, you had to be vaccinated for measles, mumps, rubella, polio, or otherwise you couldn't go to school.
Well, there were religious exemptions in many states. I know Mississippi had religious exemptions. I think New Hampshire does as well. I didn't actually look into it.
A lot of places do, as I understand it.
We already forced you to do this thing. Just let us force you to do this thing, too.
And more to the point, I mean, those were actual vaccines to prevent mm-hmm. someone right. from getting the measles.
With decades of usage behind them.
Yes.
Not some new experimental thing that maybe it's going to work, maybe it's not, maybe it's going to kill you, you know, maybe it's not. We
it
don't
literally
know.
Programs your blood to do a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't think...
It causes you to bleed and clot at the same time.
That sounds really scary.
It is. It's terrifying. And, I mean, I don't know how many people are going to be that susceptible to it. We don't know. And here's the thing. We have literally never tried a technology similar to this before.
Yep.
See, I'm not opposed to gene therapy or hormone splicing or gene splicing, whatever people want to do with their bodies, as long as they consent to it. Look, I don't care. If science has a technology to splice you with a lizard, go for it. But humanity isn't at the point yet where we are prepared to be programming our bodies to do things using technology.
But the point that you're making on this, Peekless, that he's using previous tyranny to back up the current tyranny mm-hmm. is the most important takeaway here. And we knew that they were going to say this stuff because this is how they always do it. Oh, well, of course you're going to need to have a passport. You have a driver's license, so of course you... We've already had driver's licenses, so you got to have a passport. Well, of course you're going to need to have a vaccine passport. We already have passports, so you got to have a vaccine passport. I mean, so they always build on... They take little steps, and before you know it, they've got total tyranny.
Well, of course we're going to have to regulate your exhalation. We already regulate the power that comes into your house.
Yeah, they regulate all kinds of gases.
Yeah.
So why shouldn't they regulate the gas that comes out of your body?
Exactly.
It's
a dangerous greenhouse gas, the fact that you breathe.
Yeah, don't you care about the environment?
Exactly.
So I don't think he really has that much more to say in this particular story. But in related news, just the point being that this guy Fauci is saying, okay, well, vaccine mandates for air travel. He's going further than what Joe Biden was demanding the other day. So it's only a matter of time, likely before what Fauci wants is going to be implemented on a nationwide basis. And of course, he's not the only one pushing for this. You've got this other woman, Leanna Wen, who's the latest doctor du jour that they've been pushing on people on CNN and such. He works with the World Health Organization. The Great Reset people. World Economic Forum. She's one of their people.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's all about more mandates. She's all about, you know, restricting the unvaccinated. Oh, by the way, New York City, just today, their new vaccine passport program, the Key to NYC program, is now in place. The mayor does say he's not going to be writing tickets yet. But police are going around and they are checking. So if you're sitting at a restaurant, for instance, the police may come in and they may demand to see your vaccine passport.
And I will demand a warrant.
And they will say, you have to leave. Because if you don't
this
have the vaccine
this is private property,
passport,
you can't command me off of it.
Well, you have a license, or the business owner has a license. And so that means they agree to follow our rules.
Well, then the business owner can ask me to leave.
And they probably will, because eventually the men with guns are going to start writing tickets to business owners that don't enforce their rules. Now, to be fair, there are some heroic New York City businesses who have said they will not be enforcing this. So it will be interesting.
But they can't
afford
to.
And that is the solution.
Yeah.
That is the solution.
Non-compliance.
Just stop doing what they tell you to.
Yeah.
The vaccinated people are still freaking terrified. They're not going out to eat in restaurants, even if they're all masked up and fully vaccinated. The people who are going out to eat in restaurants are going to be the ones who aren't afraid, the
That's
unvaccinated.
Probably true.
So restaurants can't afford that nonsense.
We shall see.
I'm astonished and flabbergasted that we are still listening to this man. So, like, I don't know if you heard about the Intercept papers that had recently come out.
Which ones?
Oh, it's the smoking gun on he personally signed the document to fund gain-of-function research at the lab in Wuhan.
Mm.
So it is entirely possible that he is literally the architect of this virus.
Wow.
And we are listening to what he thinks we should do now that it's been released.
That's scary.
It is.
What is gain-of-function research?
It's where they take a virus and they give it new abilities. In this case, they took existing viruses and gave them the ability to infect human beings.
We're going to continue. Your calls are welcome.
All the more reason to stop funding the federal government.
Absolutely. And get out of it. National, we want to see as many places secede or declare independence as possible. Who goes first? I don't care. Texas, California, New Hampshire, Vermont, wherever you happen to be. 603-283-6160. We've got an update on that coming up.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. number 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Aria. And you can bring up anything. We've been talking about various different issues here tonight. The most recent one, Fauci, saying that he thinks the people should be banned from air travel if they are unvaccinated. And he also wants to mandate vaccines for school children. By the way, New York City is now implementing their so-called Key to NYC program, which mandates a vaccination passport for going out and doing basically anything you might want to go out and do. Everything from going to out to eat to going out to some sort of theater event or, you know, going into the gym or something like that.
At what point are we not going to be able to make, at what point are people going to allow us to make Nazi Germany references here without criticizing us for it? Because that is Nazi Germany. You have to have this thing, or you can't go to the gym, you can't go to theaters, you can't go to restaurants. You're a second-class citizen with no privileges or luxury access whatsoever.
That's right.
Well, I don't know. That sounds kind of familiar to me based on what I know about history.
At least the Nazis didn't make you get an injection before you showed them your papers.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, they did worse, I would argue.
Eventually.
I agree. I'm just saying that in this particular aspect.
Remember, they didn't do worse on day one.
Right.
True.
It took a while to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a long time, it was just restricting Jews to ghettos and things like that,
yeah.
Saying, hey, you can't go out here, you can't work here, you can't have
right.
that job.
Second-classing them, dehumanizing.
Well, the only difference is that you could choose to be Jewish, but you can't choose your ancestry in the way that you can choose to get vaccinated. But at the same time, it's still my choice.
Mm. Well, and the way that they dehumanized them was a very specific way. They made people see them as an infection.
Mm.
That was the rhetoric that they used
That's
in order
what's going
to get
on now.
Worse and worse.
That's they're now literally saying Joe Biden said publicly, and he's not the first person to say it, that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated,
mm-hmm.
which can't possibly be true based on the case numbers.
No, and it's also not true based on the fact that people with vaccinations can still spread COVID.
Yes, unchecked, because yeah. they no longer have to get tested because they have been vaccinated.
Yeah, and we are being targeted for our beliefs. That is a very key and crucial part of this.
My belief in this aspect is just that I don't trust Big Pharma and I don't trust the government, and neither one of those institutions has ever given me any reason whatsoever to trust them.
In other New York City news, since again they're implementing their passport mandate immediately, they're just not fining people quite yet.
They will be.
The story here from Business Insider, Mayor Bill de Blasio is threatening to withhold paychecks from New York City police officers and other city workers who are not vaccinated for COVID-19 and who are refusing weekly testing. Under a mandate enacted by de Blasio, all city workers must be vaccinated or be tested weekly for COVID. The mandate goes into effect
today. I don't think it's legal to just stop paying people who are doing their job, is
it's
it?
Not.
Oh, I'm sure the police unions will likely be taking them to court over this, because if they're anything like they are in Chicago, we did a story on the police unions in Chicago last week where all four of the police unions are against the mandatory vaccinations. They're against the city's mandates.
Are they going to enforce them?
It sounds like they're willing to not even go to work
okay.
over this.
Yeah.
And what I've heard if that's what it takes to get rid of cops, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
And what I've heard is that unlike a lot of times they will do a blue flu where they just like, oh, we just happened to not show up.
We're all sick
yeah.
on the same day.
Yeah. Oh, what a coincidence. In this case, they're like, no, we're announcing it. This is exactly what we're doing. No.
Yeah. The funny part about it is that the cops, they're... unions were making statements like, we don't want to be told what to do. We don't want to be told what to do
that
with our bodies.
Sweet, sweet irony.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, I support you guys on this, but at the same time, you've been arresting people for your entire careers who were choosing to do things with their body that you didn't want them to. So now you're saying you want your bodily autonomy to be respected, but you still won't respect any others. So, you know, it's like, okay, I see where you're coming from,
Well, hypocrites are still occasionally right.
Yeah, they're right about this one.
And how ridiculous does this have to get before people see that it is absurd nonsense and frankly start laughing at it instead of bowing before it?
Well, right now, de Blasio is saying at a press conference Thursday that starting today, the mandate goes into effect, impacting 340,000 city workers across various sectors. There's 340,000 city employees in New York City.
Bureaucracy takes a lot of people.
He says, if someone, again, doesn't follow that mandate, that's true. Eventually, they're not going to be paid, obviously, he said in his press conference. As of this week, 53% of NYPD employees have received one dose of the vaccine, compared to about 79% of the adults in New York City. So police are getting the vaccine significantly less than the average person in New York City, interestingly. And now they're not going to get a paycheck? This is going to get pretty intriguing.
They're making rookie mistakes. Look, if you want to be a dictator, you always pay your enforcers first.
Mm, right.
You never threaten to not pay them, because they're the ones who will go out and enforce your bidding on the public.
Well, look, even if 40% of the police don't show up to work because they're not being paid, obviously they're going to stop showing up at some point. I don't think that's going to matter that much, right? Like, I mean, you're not going to see crime run rampant just because 40% of the cops aren't there, because it's not cops that stop crime. It's just people being good that, you know, stop
crime.
You'll
see city revenue decrease.
Well, here's my thought, though, is after how long will it take for this 40% of police to go like, okay, I'm tired of this. I am tired of not getting a paycheck. We're the ones with the guns. We're the ones who enforce laws. We need to take these guys and show them who is actually boss. Because you think you're boss because you're a congressman. We're the ones you rely on to enforce those laws.
What are you suggesting they would do?
I'm saying they might take over the city and be like, no, you will pay us.
Well,
I'm not a fan of a police state, though.
They're still in the minority of cops, so they would be up against their own brothers in blue if they tried that.
I doubt that they would fight them.
I mean, I wouldn't shed any tears over the cops fighting one another in the streets. Okay.
It's not ideal, though.
I would be very interested in seeing the footage of that, but I don't think that's very realistic. You're likely just going to see unions suing. That's probably the way this is going to shake out.
Well, at the rate that the courts are going, this lawsuit will not end in time for them to not starve. So that might get interesting.
Well, if New York City's anything like Keene, New Hampshire, as far as its jobs situation is concerned, meaning that there's jobs everywhere, if these cops want to work, they'll probably be able to find some work.
I'm sure they'll
do something productive. Maybe they'll actually really enjoy doing productive work and they'll never go back to being a cop.
Instead of being parasites.
Yeah.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, so we'll see how this shakes out. Again, the Police Benevolent Association, which is the largest police union in the world, has spoken out against the testing mandate because officers will not be compensated for the time spent being tested. That's their reason for it. They're not getting money while they go through the test.
Well, isn't the union motivated by a desire to get its members more money, basically?
Yeah, that's true. This is not about their bodily autonomy or anything like that. It's just,
hey, you pay us. You gotta pay us.
We're coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida cities that issue vaccine mandates could face fines, according to Governor Ron DeSantis. The governor announced Monday that his administration could sue municipalities that issue mandates, saying that he did not want the orders to threaten Floridians' jobs. The cities could be facing fines of up to $5,000 per infraction. Data from the CDC shows that 75% of Floridians have already received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. And Tropical Storm Nicholas is lashing the Texas coast with strong winds and heavy rains as it moves towards making landfall. The storm is centered about 70 miles to the south of Port O'Connor, Texas, with tropical storm force winds recorded up and down the coast, including in Corpus Christi and Galveston. The National Hurricane Center says that Nicholas could still strengthen before it makes landfall later tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. John Clemens reports.
Secretary Blinken acknowledged during his testimony before the House Foreign Affairs Committee that Americans have been stranded in Afghanistan. Representative Michael McCaul of Texas called the haphazard withdrawal an act of betrayal.
To make matters worse, we abandoned Americans behind enemy lines. We left behind the interpreters who you, Mr. Secretary, and the President both promised to protect. I can summarize this in one word, betrayal.
Blinken was also criticized for giving his testimony virtually from the State Department and not in person on Capitol Hill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Open phones. If you want to join us, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about New York City.
New York City.
Get a rope.
I have no idea what the two of you are talking about.
Oh, it's an old salsa commercial.
You're just too young, are you?
Pace Picante, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That was the brand on that.
It was a bunch of cowboys around a campfire, and I guess they had salsa or something like that, and one of them said it was from New York City, and they're like, New York City? Get a rope, because you can't get real salsa from New York City, is the idea. Anyway,
okay.
You probably can't get it in
New
England.
Aren't you glad we explained that?
You can't get good salsa in New England either, for the most part.
Yeah,
unless you go to the Jamaican place here in Keene. And you don't get salsa,
but it's pretty good hot sauce. So a little bit more about what's happening in New York. You've got the police basically in a showdown with the city administration. The police, a good chunk of them, like 40%, have not gotten any vaccination, nothing. And the city boss, the mob boss there, is saying that he ain't going to pay them if they don't get it.
What if we adopted the leftist slogan, Workers of the World Unite, for this method? Because if 40% of the police officers don't want to get vaccinated, the 20, 30% of healthcare workers, the people who work in restaurants, gas stations, everywhere who don't want to get vaccinated, what if they actually stood their ground here?
Well, maybe we're going to find out. We
which is going to be
Love to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. I expect it's likely mostly going to be in courts, but in the meantime, these guys aren't going to go to work. I mean, why would they go to work if they're not getting paid? Because, yeah, they might get back pay if, you know, if the unions is successful at this, and they may be. Like, the unions are pretty strong, especially police unions in places like New York City. So there's a good chance they will prevail. But that also probably means that if the police are not going to work because they're not getting paid, they'll probably still get back pay anyway. So, like, they could sit at home and live off of their savings, they wouldn't be getting paid during those weeks at home. But if they're successful in court, it's likely they will get paid as though they were at work for the entire time because of whatever their union contracts say.
Well, you pointed out that with 40% of the police not showing up to work, it's not likely that there would be a big spike in crime, but we're talking about
that's
a union
cops don't
here.
Stop crime.
Right. Well, but we're talking about a union here, so it would, I mean, wouldn't that mean that all of them stop going to work?
Ooh, that's an interesting question, because presumably it's a mandate to be in the police union in a town like New York. So
however long it takes the union to get its demands met, that might be no police.
Ooh, this could be really interesting.
It would just be a reduction in revenue for New York City, though.
As far as ticketing is concerned, yeah.
Because cops don't actually prevent or stop crime. Maybe occasionally they do.
They will investigate.
A new era of peace erupting in New York City as stop and frisk is the memory of the past.
Yeah, but you also have to remember the police are corrupt. So the unions are corrupt. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying the mayor isn't corrupt, too. Like, they're all corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the biggest power towns, power cities out there. All of these people are struggling over as much power as they can get. So it's likely the police will generate crime simply to make the point that, oh, see, we're not around. And look, places are getting robbed, eh?
That's a very good point.
Yeah. Because remember, we've seen the police doing all kinds of ginning up crime, where in the Minneapolis riots, it was in some cases allegedly the police that were doing things like smashing in store windows and throwing firebombs. And there have been plenty of examples of agents provocateur that have been caught in various different, you know, protests and such, trying to start fights, trying to destroy property, trying to encourage other people to commit violence.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you find this across the board. So, like, the FBI will frequently create terrorists to catch them. The CIA definitely creates terrorists to catch them. Like, they're the ones that invented Al-Qaeda.
I mean, the Whitmer kidnapping is one of the best cases of the FBI doing exactly that, where it was
really?
Like, I think more than half of the people who were involved turned out to be FBI agents or FBI informants.
Whitmer being the governor in Michigan.
Yes. And there was some sort of plot to kidnap her or something like that. And half of the people involved were FBI agents or informants who just kept, you know, pushing people a little bit further toward extremism.
Mm-hmm.
These people
would
have never been inclined to that. They didn't have half of their friends being FBI agents trying to entice them to commit a crime.
We've seen
and
it happen.
Paying them to do it.
Yeah, and we've seen it happen over and over again with so-called terrorism hundreds of times in the last 20 years. It's happened more than, it was several years ago when it was reported that it was at least 215 times that the FBI had set up somebody, some sort of patsy, somebody that otherwise, as you say, would never have done anything, that they never would have taken these steps without having the FBI literally cajoling and encouraging them to take these steps just so they could make an arrest and say, ah, see, we're stopping terrorism.
See how important it is to keep us around?
Yeah. So this is going to be very interesting, especially if they do what you're suggesting, Pecos Mountaineer, and that is to have the union actually hold together and not go to work at all.
Right.
Although I'm sure some of them will be tempted to break the, you know, the union
scabs.
Yeah, the strike line or whatever, but what will that result in? I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. Meanwhile, there's, 32, this is...
That's risky, too, because you don't want to upset a union that you will have to deal with later.
Rejoin later, 32BJSEIU. Not exactly rolling off the tongue there, but that's one of those, like, school divisions in New York City, apparently. 32BJSEIU. They've got a Twitter account.
That sounds like a bureaucratic nightmare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've got a Twitter account. It says,
Our COVID busters are out in full force, cleaning and disinfecting to make a safe return to the classroom possible. Good luck to all New York City students and staff on your first day back. And then hashtag back to school NYC. And then they include a video of a man dressed in some sort of a gown, one of these like medical gowns. He's got gloves on, he's got a hairnet on, he's got a mask on, and he...
Yes, because you need a hairnet to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
He is spraying some sort of chemical. He's got like one of those long-handled devices with
it's probably just Agent Orange, it's fine.
With a tube going to some sort of a backpack where the chemical is located, and he's literally just walking around in this school classroom just spraying this stuff constantly into the air.
Similar to what we saw of authorities in China doing.
Very, very similar to in the very beginning of COVID in, you know, 2020 in March. It looks very identical to that. And they want you to send your kids into this classroom after this guy has been going around spraying whatever chemical this is literally all over everything.
We're poisoning you for your own good.
I mean, does this look... you guys aren't seeing it, but you can imagine what I'm talking about here. Does that make you feel safe? Do you want to send your kids?
No, it makes me feel distinctly less unsafe if I was one of the kids who had to go to this place. I'm not scared of nature. I'm scared to death of what human beings will do to one another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this stuff is, whatever it is, it's just landing on every surface in that room. And you know how kids, you know, put their hands in their mouths constantly. They're going to be touching the desktops. And whatever this chemical is, it's all over the place.
And if you wanted to go to a school that didn't do this, you have to move.
Yeah, I don't think New York City is real friendly to homeschooling. I'm just going to go out and guess that New York City is not one of those places. In other news, researchers, according to, of all places, The Atlantic, which has been pounding the drum for COVID mandates and COVID, you know, regulations throughout this whole thing, surprisingly, they're admitting that there's been a study recently where researchers found 40 to 45% of hospitalizations that they examined to concluded that patients were there for some other reason for admission, like cancer treatments. The COVID diagnosis they had was merely incidental. So of all the people that they're telling, oh, there's all these people in the hospital for COVID, these researchers are saying 40 to 45% of them never checked in because of COVID.
They were just like cancer patients who happen to have COVID.
Like, hey, I'm having a heart attack. Oh, we tested you. You have COVID, too.
Or they picked it up while they were there.
That's a possibility. So the numbers that they're giving you are not accurate in any way, shape, or form.
Just like the numbers they've been giving for the last 18 months. Yeah.
And even they are admitting it. Some of them now at The Atlantic. Your calls are welcome. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you tonight is Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Aria. And again, you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. We've been discussing the situation in New York City, which is interesting in a variety of different aspects. You've got the mandate coming down on the people of New York and, of course, the businesses of New York to enforce, without any sort of compensation whatsoever, besides the fact that the government won't fine you, if you...
Fascism in action.
Yeah. The government gang is saying that now there's going to be a vaccine passport that's mandatory for anyone going out and doing basically anything. We will see how many businesses actually resist that and how they fare. Because this is starting today. This began where apparently early reports were that the police are already going around, quote-unquote, enforcing. They're just not writing tickets yet for this, but they are demanding people show vaccine passports who are out at the various different businesses that they are.
Whatever happened to the law that Congress wrote or whatever that you didn't have to share your medical history with people?
You mean HIPAA?
Yeah. Whatever happened to that?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Doesn't that still apply? Where I can be like, hey, look, I don't have to share my medical history with you.
Yes, technically it does.
Yeah, I don't know how that...
Nothing ever repealed it.
I don't know how it's going to go, but maybe somebody will try that approach. I have no idea.
I would like to see someone vaccinated try that approach and see how it goes.
Yeah, sure.
But there are... Stand up for your rights and see what happens.
There are some vaccinated people who are opposing these laws. They say, look, you know, I got the vaccine for whatever reason, but I'm against these mandates. So
they finally understand why we oppose the mask mandates.
Maybe they do. Again, there's some of them. I'm not saying all of them or what percentage do, but there were apparently some protests in New York City as well recently. So, you know, they don't get a lot of press coverage, but there were apparently thousands of people that were protesting the vaccine passport. So it has not gone completely unnoticed. Some people are pretty upset about this, and we'll keep you in the loop as we hear more about this as it develops. But
there have been protests throughout the country immediately after the announcement of his intention to do the required vaccination for all the workers.
For the 100 businesses with 100 employees?
Mm-hmm.
Even Walmart and some others are stepping forward and saying, hey, look, this is kind of a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised Walmart's doing that.
It's a group that represents Walmart and some other major corporations. Huh. I don't remember exactly who.
Well,
I obviously didn't read the article. I just briefly graze it.
In other news, or I guess related news, people are mad about Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel like this is the final straw, that you know they want to see secession, they want to see states declaring independence. What are people doing in response?
Well, F Joe Biden chants break out at college football games across the country. This one's from Newsweek.com. And since we're a little short on time, I'll just say, suffice it to say that at least four instances of that chant breaking out at college football games in the last few days.
I would expect that of colleges in the South, but to hear it across the nation is surprising.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that gets me about this is, like, they're not actually protesting a man. I mean, everyone who would say this knows that. Like, he's
do they
just,
though?
Oh, I'm sure. Like, everyone knows that he's a puppet, and that he has dementia. Like, we don't trust this man to tie his own shoes. So, I mean, the idea that he's some kind of, like, mastermind is utterly laughable. So
I watched a video today from a Trump supporter that was called How to Speak Bidenese or something like that. It's really funny if you can find it.
Lots of stuttering.
Yes, and just making up words. I can't remember any of them, but it's worth watching if anyone wants to look into it.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, there are just so many videos about that. Like, you would not believe the number of videos about that. And there are these great compilations where, like, he announces that he has handlers, where, like, just like always, they tell me who to call on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with this one.
Right.
And, oh, I can't talk about that or I'll get in trouble.
Yeah,
oh,
he said that more than once.
Yeah, no, there's whole compilations of him saying this over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're the leader of the free world, we thought. So, yeah.
But he is also senile, so maybe they don't even exist. Maybe it is just a senile old man. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It seems
plausible. On that.
It seems plausible that he is just, you know, lifting back the curtain, not on purpose, but
exactly.
Because he's senile.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, he kind of forgets to say the quiet part not out loud.
Right. The stage instructions. He's
exactly.
Reading the stage instructions
exactly.
out loud.
Right. So the
just back the soup cans.
Yeah. And this is why this is just such a white pill for me. Like, the people that would chant this, they don't think that he's a mastermind. Like, they're not upset with Joe Biden the person. Mm-hmm. But it's a really good handle to put on the institution.
But then why don't they chant F the government?
They're not willing to take that step just yet.
Yeah.
Because they want to be in charge of the government,
and
so they can ban abortion.
Yeah. And there is that. Like, they want revenge, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, my government guys are good government guys, but your government guys are bad government guys.
Even though Joe Biden is basically doing exactly what Donald Trump did.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, following a lot of the Trump policies that they haven't really changed much of anything. They're still cracking down on immigration.
Mm-hmm.
They're still, one of the other things that Biden did to follow Trump was to finish the withdrawal from Afghanistan, which, again, mm-hmm. I praised him for. He was right about that one. But he's done a lot. In fact, there's even people saying that he's now turning orange. Have you seen the photos? I don't know if they're modified or whatever, you know, if somebody's, like, photoshopped or whatever, but they've showed Biden has looked like he's turning into an orange man.
Wow.
And people accuse Trump of being fascist, but Biden has gone even more fascist.
Oh, absolutely.
Than Trump has.
Yeah, but it's not fascism when they do it.
Sure. Even though it is.
It is, obviously.
By definition, it's absolutely fascism for the government to run corporations, right? To tell them what to do.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know it's tyranny? Well, they tell you to do what you don't want to do, and they punish you for not doing it. Pretty straightforward, pretty direct.
And they use corporations as a way of doing this, so they're not actually going out there and finding individuals for not getting vaccinated or not being able to present right. their vaccination pass. They're going to find the business.
Because it's centralized. It's easier to target the center of a business than to go after 300 million or 80 million people or whatever. I think they said there's 80 million unvaccinated, so to go after those people with prosecutions is an impossible task.
Yeah, but that comes later, after they already, you know, get rid of the whole actual justice system, and they just have this shadow court system. That's when they go after the individuals, where they could just rubber stamp it and send you to the gulag for 15 years.
That's scary.
Well, and that's the thing.
That's how history has played out.
This seems to be a sort of turning point where people are actually going, okay, no, this is too far, and actually about to say, like, no, government can't do this. There are limitations to government power. And
If you
start down that road, then you kind of have to think, well, wait a second, what exactly are the limitations that government should have?
Mm.
And if you start thinking that, then you go, wait a second.
This is why I'm not convinced, though, that they're having any sort of awakening, because Texas, where you find a lot of these sorts of people, literally just passed a law that basically banned abortion. So they're not about, hey, my bodily autonomy is important or anything like that. They want control their way.
Well, so the problem with that is that they believe that that is a human being.
And I don't care what they believe.
Okay.
They don't have the right to enforce their beliefs on me.
Well, you know, I kind of like the idea that we have this place over here believes this. If you believe that, go to that place.
Sure,
I agree with
that. This
place over here believes this. If you believe that, go to that place.
I don't disagree. They're just not about body autonomy.
These people believe that a fetus is a human being, and these people believe that a fetus is not a human being. So if you want the law of not murder, the custom of not murdering people to be applied to fetuses, well, go over here where they believe that's a human being.
Yeah, but
except Texas, you can't leave to get an abortion, or they'll still hit you with a $10,000 fine. But,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Only if you come back.
Yeah, just move out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not about body autonomy
you're
at
both
all. They
absolutely
just
right.
want control.
Yeah, these are people that they're not giving up on the state. They just don't like one guy.
As you said, they're not chanting F the government.
Yeah, they want to be in control, and they want to be able to control people the way they want to control them. And that's why we need to encourage freedom-loving people to move to New Hampshire, because there are no other options out there. I saw another girl, Ashton, who we interviewed. I think you interviewed her from Porkfest.
Mm-hmm.
She's moving to Florida. I'm like, didn't you look at the 101 reasons Liberty lives in New Hampshire first? You fell for the propaganda. I mean, Florida is not a free place.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people moving to Florida and Texas because they think it is. And neither of those are free places, even though they have done a few things better than other places.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than California.
Right.
But almost everywhere is better than California, except New York.
Well, New Hampshire has an upcoming constitutional amendment.
Yeah, and that got filed today, by the way. The New Hampshire Declaration of Independence. You can go to nhexit.us to learn more. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.